says in the Pasuk, Parsha we read over Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Soru maher min haderech, asher tzivisim, asu lohem egel maseicha. So Moshe goes down, vayares egel v'samechoylois, vayashlech miyodo yasaluches, breaks the luchas. Moshe's meshaber the luchas. So before she asked the kasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Soru maher min haderech, asu lohem egel maseicha." Moshe didn't drop the luchas, didn't break the luchas. Soru maher min haderech, asu lohem egel maseicha. Moshe goes down with good plans how to fix Klal Yisrael, to put him back in the track. He goes down, and Moshe breaks the luchas. Before Shemaz, Hashem told you that they did an eagle. He carried on going down from the Shemaim, Bizda Oretz, whole Mahalach. He's carrying the luchas, he doesn't drop it. Comes down, he asks Yeshua, what is Tutzach Dalton? He comes close, he sees the eagle, he drops the luchas. What happened till now? So what some say, yeah, you know, Hashem told him, but when you see something, it's much worse. Chas v'shalom. The nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu when Hashem spoke to him was clear. Chazal said the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was called Aksplario Ameiro. He saw it clear. V'mare v'loy bechides pel peadaber boy. Moshe saw clear. So when Hashem told him they did an eagle, claw. Moshe knows it, emes. So he doesn't have to see and be shocked. It's the same thing. It's the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's for Klal Yisrael. So the spurna is omed on it. And the spurna says there's one extra word that it says. And that extra word is the reason that Moshe dropped the luchas. Hashem told him they did the egel. Soru maher min haderech asher tzivisim. Osu lohem egel maseicha. Moshe says, okay. Speak to them. Mekarev them. It'll be alright. He goes down and says, Vayar esa egel vesa mecholes. He saw they were dancing. Zog the spurna, they were dancing to do bad. You can't fix it. The only way is to break the luchas, to start again. To fix it, it's not shaykh. You can't fix it. You could start again. You could start from fresh. About to fix, you can't fix it. Person could do bad. It's a chance to help him. But when he's happy that he does bad, there's no way. There's no takone. The only way is to break the luchas. Hashem didn't tell them about the mecholas. Hashem told them about the eagle. But they did mecholas. Hashem didn't tell them. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the luchas, start a new Kabbalah Sotere, start from scratch. Legabei ma dvorim amurim. I want to start from the Sumera and then from the Aset Torah. Person has to know. The simcha ledvar aveira, the happiness to do bad, is the shirish of all of the bad. Is the shirish of all of the chisorim, pchisus, ואי הצלחה. The guy sometimes is nichsha. He does bad. He misses a Seder. But if he parties when he misses a Seder, no chance for this guy. Break it. Kick him away. No chance for him. You can't fix it. There's no way to fix it. He's happy to do bad. The simcha is not because the pshat only. He really doesn't care. When something is besimcha, has such a roishim, such a tife roishim on the person, the bad gets inside him. Happiness is the most starke way to make a kinyan. Some people have gishmak in learning, and some people don't have gishmak in learning. They learn the whole day on gishmak. Gishmak in learning. Chap pshat. Shobushu se'ar. Chap, avone, akasha teretz, this makes the kinyan. We daven every day. Ve'arev no Hashem alakeinu estivu yisir asecha. Kudi Hashem yeshorim v'sam chilev. Kudi Hashem yeshorim v'sam chilev. The v'sam chilev gives the koyach. This is the real Torah. V'hoyu advorim smeichim k'nesinos o misinai, lo shema rishayinim. Nogil venosis bezoi satoiro. This is the Torah that makes the kinyan. This is the atzlocha. When a person has simcha for bad, the simcha goes inside him. So a lot of times a person will ask, so what I could do, you know? I'm happy, what I could do, if you want me. First, don't be happy. Yeah. I don't know how a person could be happy when he's doing bad. But I hear that sometimes it happens. Yeah, he's happy, he's enjoying, he's doing it. Mechayle, go dancing, gosh, drinking and dancing. They make a party like Shishi. They drink and they dance. Yeah, Egel. So it's albachet. Does make a difference? There you go. But again, the mechayles is one thing you do. Mechayles, the simcha. But I know it's very hard sometimes to pinpoint how to fight it. But the easy way to fight it is the opposite. The simcha ledvar mitzvah. Chazal say that all of the punishments, see, the Rambam says it four times, the Yad HaChazaka, came Tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem elokecha besimcha betuv leivo. Tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem elokecha besimcha betuv leivo. It's already a couple of times this ma'aseh that I heard. My yidah was there with the Klezim Berebbe. It's a Friday yidah was in the camps with the Klezim Berebbe. And the guy was fry. When he came out of the camp, he knew two psukim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he knew the pasuk of Tachas, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokecha, B'simcha, B'tuv Leivo. So they asked him, Shema Yisrael, every kid knows. I'm sure you heard it in Auschwitz every couple of minutes, you heard of Shema Yisrael, and another guy fell down on the floor. But what is Tachas, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokecha? Yeah, people even here that don't know the pasuk, yeah? How this Friar Yid could say this pasuk word by word. So he said that he was in the camps for, I think it was almost 2 years with the Klezim Rebbe, and the job that they went to work was every morning was a place, it was a big pit with steps. The bottom, you know, they dug kind of stones and they had to take it out. There was no gate, Nazis didn't build a gate, but Yid falls. And they had to go down, everyone had to take a brick and go up the steps. But the Nazis, everything was very organized. So if you were number 225 and the other guy was 2256, So he was after you. So every morning when you went to work, he was in front, and you were as a seder, a seder, yeah. So he was behind the closing the Rebbe. And to go down these steps was a pachad moment. You just slipped, zel. And you went down, you picked up a stone. And for the 2 years, every time when the closing the Rebbe was going up the steps and he was carrying the stone, he was saying, Tachas Hashem Yavat Es Hashem Alakecha V'Simcha V'Tuv Leivo. Tachas Hashem Yavat Es Hashem Alakecha V'Simcha V'Tuv Leivo. And this he was speaking to himself the whole 2 years. All the punishments is, Tachas Hashem Yavat Es Hashem Alakecha V'Simcha V'Tuv Leivo. Chazal say, Echot Betzar, Yoyser Mimer Shiloi Betzar. Echot Betzar, Yoyser Mimer Shiloi Betzar. בוא נשתר צריך צור. איך עוד בצער? יויסו ממר שלא היא בצער. זה לא עוד אפשר, זה מייסם. רבא, ספסמס, אבל הקיד קיים to cry to him. And he can't learn. It's not happening, not if he was learning. So the רבא said, I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of you. He said, I, ברוך השם, was born. Know how to learn. Chab the sugis. I know I'm going to be the Rebbe. Golden spoon in my hand, yeah? You have it so hard. So one day of your learning is 100 days of mine. 3 days you did a year. A year you did all of my life. I'm jealous of you. Chazal tell us, they say, B'shem Shavoida brings down, Echot B'simcha, Yoyser mi elef yodois shaloi besimcha. You do a mitzvah besimcha, it counts like 1,000 times when you do it shaloi besimcha. So if someone is hard for him to learn, let me say an example, same smart, yeah? Some people have a weakness, yeah? Because the guys around them are not there. So while the guys around them are not there, so maybe they make a rifian. And it's hard for them to learn. Shakoch Obadar, what Amalek did. Yeah. So all the people are not dear of Pchinas Amalek. Yeah. It's terrible that, but they're Chayte Umachti. Yeah. That even if they have a reason to leave, it's very shver that they'll not go to Gehenna. And they're Chayte Umachti. So it's very hard for a person to learn, but he decides to learn anyway. But every minute he says, such chaval, my friends went back, such a mistake I stayed. But he learns. It's okay. So maybe he gets 100, every hour counts 100. But if he says, Baruch Hashem, I stayed. Lo mashanah, but it's hard. Lo mashanah, I'm jealous of them. So happy of myself. So every hour counts 100,000, right? Because Echot Betzar, Yaisim Amir, Shalai Betzar. Elef Yodes Besimcha, Mishalai Besimcha. So for 1 hour, you can get 100,000 hours. So these guys, Mr. Hashem, that left, the Amaleki Pchina, yeah? So let me say, next month, they will learn the whole man. Maybe altogether 100,000 hours. One day that you learn fast Besimcha, you make what they were planning to make. Like you learn for 2 weeks, Mishit Zorich. But they will learn all of their lives. Pchina Samolek, you could learn in 2 weeks. Such a gewaltig Kazakh. Such a gewaltig Kazakh. It's hard, for sure. If it's not hard, it's not a chachma. But, you know, the diamonds are here. You know, you're going there for a shtusim. These are the hours. That's hard. Avshach would say, Alemol, Lefum tzare agre. Fi de tzar de schar. So he said, Echot b'tzar, yoyisem mer shalei b'tzar. Echot b'tzar, yoyisem, nein, what is tzar, l'mashal? The chair is not so comfortable. Echot b'tzar, yoyisem mer shalei b'tzar, right? Abara sidra tzar. So it's not Echot b'tzar, yoyisem mer shalei b'tzar. It's 1,000, yeah? So when a person really has it hard, if it's mishpochet tzores, friends, chavrusas, doesn't make a difference what. And he decides to learn anyways. But the same, not like, yeah, not every minute. looks in. I saw someone looking the whole time. I didn't realize they told me that they have the date here. He looks when the date is changing. Yeah, he's looking for the hour. He looks like 5 minutes. Maybe already it's a different day. Yeah, because he wants it ready to be Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, every minute he's looking. The date maybe will change. Yeah. So that guy, even if he's learning what he's getting, it's like, I'll do it with simcha. It could happen at different times, but it's hard for you to doubt it. You're not in the mood. You had a bad day. I'm happy to be a yid. I'm happy to be a yid. Even if inside you it's hard for you, but you do it b'simcha. I want to explain. It's not only stam. It's not stam. It goes both ways. The same reason. Klal Yisrael, if they dance for the eagle, it's not forgiven. You have to start from scratch. This, the way it works, the opposite also. Besimcha is a different level, it's a different madreges. Egel with on simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu could take down the luchas, will not be shbiras al luchas, will not be shichicha ba'olam. Klal Yisrael will be luchas rishonis. Besimcha, different story. This is for bad. It's the opposite for good. Besimcha is a different level. A different mitzvah. You say chassidish avot. I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that, you know, the yitzhahara starts to, everything is a yitzhahara, yeah? So that, you know, Moshe Chodesh Adar, you have to be happy, the yitzhahara makes you not to be happy, yeah? Purim is like the hardest day to be happy, yeah? And then Purim comes, it's so hard, yeah? It's all works on it, but you're not. Why in Chodesh Av the Yitzhahara doesn't start to make you happy? Like, why it is your, like, it's not very exciting, yeah? Some say, yeah, because Benazmanim comes, but let me show you, yeah? But why not? So they say, Chodesh Av, the Yitzhahara says, let him to do mitzvah, abidah be be'atzvah, it's worth everything. It's chaval for him to try to make you happy. It's worth that you'll be sad even if you get chaval for it. Abinish design besimcha. This is be'etzem, the koyach. This is the koyach. I say, Alamo de Moshe, when I was a kid, I don't know how it works today. When I was a kid, I remember it was a game. It was like a yellow man, and he ate like little dots. Every dot that he ate, every like little circle that he ate, you got a dot. Sure, today, Mr. Already, he changed his color, the guy, but then he was yellow, I remember. And every little dot that he ate, he got a dot. Then, like with more geschmack as Aachen, you got 200 points. Then, sometimes comes like cherries, that, then you get mamish like Eilam Umlar. But, then the game went, if the marshal, you don't eat that cherry, he eats you up. That's very dangerous. I want to ask you, Shai, when you go to this game, if there will be no cherries and no garnished, you start to eat these dots, yeah? There's no point for the game. You could play forever. How much do you get? 10 dots, 20 dots, 30 dots, 500 dots. Yeah? The whole way to start to move in the game is you start to eat the geschmack pieces, you start to eat these cherries. And right, it's very dangerous, these things. If you don't eat them, they could kill you. This is exactly the tzoros. Without tzoros, there's no point. I learn. How much dots? I've had it. It's also a lot. Dots. How much minutes is a day? 10,000 minutes? No, say that. How much points you get? It gets very hard in the morning. Millions. And the game starts. You're right. You don't look over, you lose it. I don't know if in life it goes that you have only three choices, you have more. Yeah? But I thought Adam when I was a kid that this game was made that people will chop us gates in the belt. People will chop. Why would a person will realize it? He wants, when a person plays this game, yeah, he wants that it will start to get exciting, right? On them there's no point. And life is going good. No, where's the Nisayan? No, when is it getting hard already? But if a person will chap, and I'm saying again, sometimes a person has to work on himself. It's Stake hard sorrows. It's hard times. The end of his man is the biggest time in the world. It's a Schwachkeit. You could learn 2.5 hours of Seder and feel good. Wow. But take the whole Seder. Learn. It's hard. It's the animal, the Moshe, this Bacher that came to the Shemayim with a sandwich bag. All of his mitzvahs filled in a sandwich bag. Came into the Shemayim, he walks into Gan Eden, he said, what's the mitzvahs? Kids, you know, all the Malochim tried to help the guy, you know, with such a bag, you know, maybe a plastic chair, yeah? In Gan Eden. So they started to look around. Then they tell, he says he remembers that like a night Seder, his Chavruzah didn't come some nights, but he didn't go away. He was there every night, even his night Seder didn't come. So he said, beginning his man, his night Seder Chavruzah had a chasnik, he waited for a week. For that week, they give him 5 boxes. Then Chanukah time, his night Seder Chavruzah also was a shvach. Yeah? He managed to find a party every night to go, be not to learn. Seder, so another 5-6 boxes. Son's man, the guy had to go early. Yeah, he had a chasn of a 5th cousin. Yeah, so he had to go early. Seder. So also 2 weeks. Okay, so he got like 100 boxes of Gan Eden. So, see, my second Seder also was sick once for 2 more days. Another couple of boxes. So, but they take him into Gan Eden. He meets his night Seder Chavrus. He says, tell me why you came this man. Shtalzach to you would not come the whole man. I would be the king. In this world, sometimes we think like that. In the Olam HaEmes, we'll be sorry. And I'm saying, sometimes it's hard. In the beginning, it's mad. You don't have a chavrus and everyone is learning. It's really hard. You're not chapping the sugya. You're starting, yeah. Show b'shusayah b'lefichoch. Imam is not chapping, yeah. Now, it's all b'shar shem kev the rabidi, yeah. It's hard. You take these 2 weeks. I want to tell you, it's a training for life. Remember this yesod. People think, and I thought, you know, when I was in your age, you know, I'm out of it. When it be the hard times, I'll be stark. I saw Bechush. The guys that managed the save Zman. Some guys like, don't have any sense of Zman. We'll not discuss these guys now, yeah? They don't know Bichlal, but it's a Zman. Ain't a Margish. Some people, it's a different problem, yeah? But a guy that says it's hard, I will be stark. I will do it stark. He gets used to learning these kind of Matzavim. Besimcha. And all of the Nisyonos later, he learns Besimcha. And all of these Nisyonos, he learns Besimcha. The easiest time to grow is in a Sovzman. It's like a Ben Azmanim, but it's not a Ben Azmanim. Has the minus of Ben Azmanim, there is no pressure. But it has another minus. Ben Azmanim, you learn 3 hours, you really feel good, yeah? Here in the Maizi, you have to learn 12 hours to feel good. 3 hours doesn't make it. It's the middle of Zman. There's no pressure. Come to this marriage, it's empty. You learn. It's Gvaldik. You don't know what a chetim set is. I'm telling you. Every one of you. You remember this shmuz that I said today. Remember. You chap these 2 weeks. You'll have fester receipts. If not, you'll be so upset. Because a bit, you'll be so upset. I could have done so much. What I did, I schmoozed in the deer. I went after night Seder Chavrus. I schmoozed in the deer. I came, Chavrus was not there, I went down. What I did, nothing. Shoite. I say the mashal to myself, I say it when I was a bocher. I enjoyed it so much. I did mitzvah, what I'm saying. It was Purim. Yom Kodesh, I think Friday, Yerushalayim, the day before, yeah? So these guys, for weeks, were all busy that their Purim will be mutzlach, yeah? Chas v'shalom, that Purim will not go, you know, that they'll not miss it in between the fingers, yeah? They didn't want to miss the Purim. that be here by night, here by day, here to drink this car, this castum. All planned that Chas v'Shalom, you know, Purim could just, they could just miss it, yeah? Ve'enenu. When you'll be older, you'll see these days are the same thing. They run away. Before you know, this man will finish. You could finish this man and have a couple hours here, a couple hours there, and you could finish this man. Festa hours of learning. Festa hours. Besimcha, it's hard. Besimcha. You know what tzchar you could get? You know what godless you could come out to? It's like under a level. So the Rebbe Yishnu will give us the Seyata Dishmai and the Koichas. Forget the Shtark, the ganze Starkheit. Mezat Hashem will have the Seyata Dishmai.